A pair of U.S. political stories headline today's edition of CNN 10, and they both concern the House of Representatives and President Donald Trump. I'm Carl Azus with a down-the-middle explanation of what's going on. First, Democratic leaders of the House have announced they'll bring two articles of impeachment, two formal charges against President Trump. Those charges are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They're related to a controversial phone call the American president had in July with the president of Ukraine. Democrats say President Trump abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate the son of political rival Joe Biden, a former U.S. vice president who's running for the presidency in 2020. Democrats say President Trump obstructed Congress by not fully cooperating with the House impeachment investigation. There are questions about whether these two charges are impeachable offenses. Democrats generally say they are. Republicans generally say they aren't. The Constitution says a president can be removed from office if convicted of, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Both President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have said nothing illegal took place on their phone call. And House Republicans say their chamber's investigation was unfair and biased against the U.S. president. But the stage is set for a vote next week on the House floor where a simple majority of lawmakers will determine whether there are sufficient grounds for impeachment. If the House, which is controlled by Democrats, votes that there are, a trial will be held in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. And analysts expect it will find the president not guilty and that he can remain in office. But all this is being watched very closely because neither of those votes has actually happened yet. Second political headline concerns the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. It would replace NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement that took effect in 1994, but that President Trump has called the worst trade deal in American history. For most of his term, his administrations worked with Canada and Mexico on a new agreement, and the USMCA is the result. But it has to be approved by Congress first. And though House Democrats now say it's much better than NAFTA, they had some initial objections to the deal. Yesterday, Democratic leaders said they'll support it now that some revisions have been made. Observers say this will be a legislative success for President Trump if it passes in the House and Senate.